Right now, it's time to talk about the Litchfield County Choral Union. The Gift of Song, an afternoon of choral music, and they're celebrating their 123rd year. This will be held at the Patel Chapel on the Village Green in Norfolk, and it's coming up on August 28th at 3 p.m., okay? By the way, they'll have an open dress rehearsal on Thursday from 6:30 till 9. Limited seating, free will offering. We'll get into all that. But first of all, we are going to welcome in our guests this morning, and that is Liz Allen, the music director, and Felix Graham Jones. Liz and Felix, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You know, it's an interesting time around here. We're celebrating the 125th anniversary of the Lakeville Journal all month long. And now I look down and I see the Litchfield County Choral Union is celebrating your 123rd year.
Yes.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. For people that aren't aware of what the Litchfield County Choral Union is, where you do it and how you do it, let's get a little background information for people.
And Felix, I'm going to toss this to you if you don't mind.
In 1899, the Battelle-Seckel family created the Litchfield County Choral Union. It consisted of five town-based choirs, which had a common musical director who moved around from town to town. And some few years later, 7 years later, they actually built the beautiful concert shed that's on their estate in Norfolk, which is the base for the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival. It's a glorious hall designed for... designed with beautiful acoustics for orchestral music, and at its peak, the Litchfield County Choral Union would draw on 700 some singers, selecting the better of those and putting 425 on stage with orchestra. Now we're a little scaled back on that. That scale of presentation in these days, but the tradition of a area choral union to present using community members to present the great works of the musical canon continues, and we're delighted to be part of that beating heart.
Liz, I guess we'll talk a little bit about the Gift of Song, which is coming up at the Patel Chapel on August 28th at 3 p.m. What are we going to hear in this concert?
Well, I'll just start by saying I was called by the president of LCCU in this. This is obviously an interim time, as we all know. It's been difficult to hold performances and whatnot. So when I was asked if I would help lead this program, I decided we thought we should sort of ease our singers back into, for all of us, back into singing. So it's a varied program of shorter works. It's partly sacred and partly secular music. We are closing with a favorite choral piece, Randall Thompson's Alleluia. That's a little bit of a longer work. And the theme of most of the text of the music was meant to just hold up the gift of song, is in fact one of the pieces, the joy and the power of singing and being able to be back together.
Yeah, the type of music that you're talking about, and I discovered this years ago. I was taping some church services, and the music that to me it sounds like that you're talking about is music that is uplifting and just makes you feel good after an evening of it.
Well, we certainly hope that's the case, and mostly we are feeling that. We have some Mozart mixed in there. It's always glorious to just ease in and singing Mozart. Again, the Randall Thompson's Alleluia just has that feel to it. So a couple pieces in there that composers chose text that ask us to think about the power of singing. One of the pieces actually sort of proposes, on the surface it may seem a little bit, I don't want to say trite isn't quite the word, but a little bit light in the fact that can we actually sort of bring really goodness into the world? Can we actually, you know, have an impact on the world out there by singing and the power of singing?
Now, what I always find terrific about our area, we have it at Music Mountain, we have it at Hotchkiss Schools Theater, but the Patel Chapel, it's music and song and singing the way it's meant to be presented, which basically is the human voice amplification.
Absolutely, yes.
Mm-hmm. Felix, do you agree with that? That there's just nothing like having the raw human voice reach out there. And the great thing about live like that, and not being amplified, is that you can really actually feel it in your bones.
Well, absolutely. I mean, what is singing but breathing together? Breathing and articulating. And that has been, as Liz pointed out, has been, for those of us who practice it, it's been a missing in the past couple of years. And so, yes, it's a communal human activity. You set aside your individuality. You work to create an oral landscape that is, yes, uplifting, absolutely.
We're talking.
And that is our hope.
Well, I know. I just, it's just the way it is. I know it is the way with me. Yes, I'm 69 years old, and yes, I did go to concerts that were amplified, highly amplified, and yes, I did have a good time. But when you hear instruments or the human voice themselves unamplified in a setting, it is a whole different ball game. We're talking about the Gift of Song, which will be at the Battelle Chapel on the Village Green in Norfolk with Litchfield County Choral Union, August 28th at 3 p.m. Now, you've got an open dress rehearsal on Thursday from 6:30 to 9, so people can show up for that, the open rehearsal as well?
Absolutely, and I perhaps have steered folks a little wrong. We probably won't be there till 9, or at least the audience won't. What we'll do is, because the seating is somewhat limited, we wanted to be sure to give people a chance, another opportunity to come. So, yes, we'll start just around 6:30, and our program is probably about an hour long. So we will run the program. That's our hope, and treat our Thursday night guests to a performance as well, and then probably just the singers will have to stay a little later. That matters.
And I remind people that this is a free will offering, but reservations are encouraged at 860-542-5721. Now, one final question about this. How is the Choral Union supported? Do you have grants from the state and from other folks as well?
We do. This year we are there's a state program to support arts, and I'm struggling here to get the right wording. No, here it is. Support has been provided to the Litchfield County Choral Union from the Connecticut Humanities, with funding provided by Connecticut State Department of Economic and Community Development, Connecticut Office of the Arts, and the Connecticut State Legislature. So that's part of our funding. We also do have a support from the Battelle Steckel Estate, which is also the the body that runs the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival.
All right. Well, once again, the concert, 28th of August, and also the open dress rehearsal on Thursday, the 25th. More information at 860-542-5721. Liz and Felix, thanks for joining us today, and break a leg at the concert.
Well, thank you for having
so much.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. That is the Litchfield County Choral Union, their concert once again coming up. The main concert, August 28th at 3 p.m. at the Battelle Chapel, and a free will offering accepted for that, and an open dress rehearsal on Thursday, the 25th at 6:30. 860-542-5721 is the telephone number.